From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. However, violence continued throughout the country with scores of people killed in two separate attacks. Early estimates indicate that a double deadly bombing in homes early Sunday killed up to 60 people before another series of attacks later in the day hit a town south of Damascus. Few details were immediately available on the most recent blasts. London Mayor Boris Johnson said Sunday he would back Britain's exit from the European Union in a June 23rd referendum. Speaking to a crowd of reporters on the steps of his London home, Johnson said Prime Minister David Cameron had not achieved fundamental reform of the European Union. His decision comes a day after Mr. Cameron called the June 23rd poll and declared his own intention to campaign for Britain to stay in the EU.
The choice is in your hands, but my recommendation is clear. I believe that Britain will be safer, stronger, and better off in a reformed European Union.
Again, that is the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow the current president, Evo Morales, to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue until recently, and now a growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of the president after it was revealed the company of a former girlfriend of Morales works for has won lucrative contracts. This is VOA News.